Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Peterson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh strikes out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Deering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deering. The throw from Batty and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Peterson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peterson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Deering fields it and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deering juggles the ball. That's an error on Deering. Peterson moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Kell moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Abram settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce bunts in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Marsh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Niemann moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Kell reaches second base with a double. Peterson scores. Fox moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bobby Adams pinch runs for George Kell. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Fox scores. Adams scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Niemann moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Deering reaches second base with a double. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bill White. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Pierce reaches second base with a double. Buddy Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peterson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Abrams strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peterson misplays the ball. That's an error on Peterson. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Triandos moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the mound. Pierce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.